Hello, everyone, and welcome. For the seventh time, I present to you the GGW final recording. I'm going to start this one off with a little story, and it goes like this. Back when GGW 7 started, I was pissed. I had gotten pretty weak entries throughout the monthlies leading up to the start of the competition, and I did not want to receive shit. And I called everyone out. And, really, everyone delivered. When I go and I look back at the pieces and the scores over the course of the entire competition, there are very few that fall below 10. And that's really impressive when you get right down to it. We had another entry of the Hall of Perfection. We had some come really damn close to getting there as well. And at the end of the day, it was a fairly impressive spread. At one point in the playoffs, I honestly thought we were going to have the showdown of showdowns. We had three former GGW champions, the person en route to this year's Prism, last year's Prism winner, and last year's runner-up, all in the same place at the same time. And that is pretty damn crazy. It doesn't get much better than that. And so this is where we are now. We're at the present. We're at the final. And this is the first time this has happened. I honestly don't really know who's going to win, and I'm just going to rant. And usually, that gets me to an answer. So, let's go to the giant word file of Doom and take a look at what the hell I have to say. And hopefully I'll make some sense of it all. This is going to be, quite frankly, a huge judging challenge. On the one hand, I love Black Gabriel's take on this prompt. Piece had poetic flow, at times just really drew me in and captured my interest in these little literary riffs of brilliance. On the other hand, VOC delivered an incredibly well thought up and researched presentation. On the negative, though, this piece has some grammatical shits, and just wasn't all that engaging at times, and it suffered from the whole thing about not really having a very decent end. However, when it comes to Black Gabriel's piece, I think it could have violated the envelope just a little bit more. There's some sentences in here that just are like, okay, you know, what makes this special? You know, a fucking high schooler could write this fairly trivially. A grade schooler could write this fairly trivially. And there wasn't much out-of-the-box element. However, both of you really delivered solid pieces, and when I go and I just kind of do my general scoring, lo and behold, guess what? We have another situation where the answer is not all that immediately clear. So I sit and I think some more. And the more I think, Black Gabriel captured a great post-apocalyptic vision. It was kind of rooted in that cliche element, unfortunately. However, just the little bit of spin placed on it, the character development, or not really development, because it was such a short piece, but the character insight was interesting. It drew you in, and made you sit there and go, okay. On the other hand, VOC's piece just really painted great, phenomenal imagery, and despite the fact that I still cannot harp on how much I think the ending was just so much suck, all of the points leading up to that are great, and frankly, the only reason why the ending sucked is because the damn thing was already like 31 pages. Also, when I harp on the fact that some parts weren't interesting, well, of course some parts may not be interesting when your piece that you submit to me is 31 fucking pages. Which also isn't all that smart. But it worked. I'm gonna take a sip of caffeine, I need it. I believe I have reached a decision. I've now swallowed my beverage, and I will now explain. Oh yes, the moment has come. Is the suspense building, pulsing, vibrating? First off, I'm just going to throw up some other things and useful tidbits of information. First off, congrats to you, Tora, for winning this year's Prism. You should come to me at some point, Utora, and tell me what your name is for next year's Prism, Also, you should at some point tell me your address so I can have this year's prism actually made and mailed to you. Frosted Midnight, I am making you this year's most improved. You started out pretty much in a bad spot, and you stuck with it, and you made the most of every opportunity you had. You banked that alternate slot. You did your best, and I really appreciate that improvement, and I appreciate that effort, and that little signature on the Prism and Cup recipient page is all yours. Eris, it pretty much is no surprise, given your Hall of Perfection entry, that you are the top individual entry of this year, which leaves two slots left to fill on this chart. This year's runner-up for GGW, and this year's GGW champion. When it comes to both of these competitors, I'm extremely impressed with how well you performed. Both of you had average scores above 12, which, when you get right down to it, especially when I'm in a pissy mood, is pretty goddamn impressive. But I think in this case, after thinking about it, after ranting about it here, of course this isn't really a rant, this is more just rambling and sounding like a moron, but the point is clear to me now. I really know who stood out with this one. So, without further ado, I will announce that this year's GGW champion will be VOC. I just really loved what this piece had. I mean, you put so much effort into it, and it's that onslaught of effort that when it comes down to my moment of decision, sways the tide. Black Gabriel, you had a phenomenal, phenomenal GGW spread, and it was really hard for me to break this tie this way, because the effort you put in across the entire contest as a whole is extremely impressive. But at the end of the day, I really have to step away from that notion, because that's really what AGWL and the Prism is about. The Prism is about how well you participate across the entire spread of the year. GGW is, you get to the playoffs, and then you shine in the moment. And when I look at what shines in the moment, it's the piece by VOC. You did a very nice job, though, Black Gabriel. I mean, there were parts of the story. Like I said, your transitions across two decades were really amazing. Not a lot of people do that well. You had a gap, and you bridged it through your words, and that's incredibly impressive. So I don't want you to ever feel like, you know, whatever. Oh no, it's over, or whatnot. Because it's definitely not. PK was in your shoes for 2 years before she came back and absolutely annihilated in GGW 6. So I hope you certainly give it another shot and stick around. VOC, I mean, come on. You've been doing this dance since fucking the second GGW, and although you've been gone for fucking forever and a day, you're back now, and you made an impact immediately. Really, in my mind, in addition to the effort, the one thing that I loved about your piece, and really the defining moment or aspect that gives you that extra tenth of a point, is your imagery to me in this work was spot on amazing. There were gritty moments, there were passionate moments, there were dramatic moments, there were moments of action. All of these things together make a really vibrant work that shines in different angles and illuminates from various points of view. And to me, there's really nothing better that encapsulates what a final entry should be. So congratulations, you are the first person to repeat as GGW champion. It's never happened before. PK has repeated the Prism, but you are the first to repeat GGW. And with that said, you know what? I will say this in the most kind way I can. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies. And I really hope to see you in AGWL Season 4.